Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Chaperea Show, where we explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is Tom Palladino, who is going to talk to us about scalar energy, which is actually a very, very important topic at this time in our human evolution. Hi, Tom. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for the invitation, Vivian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thanks. That's great. And, Tom, let's get right to it. What is scalar energy?
Okay. I am a scalar energy researcher. What do I mean by that? This is the energy of the sun and the stars. It's the primal force of the universe. Now, a great scientist by the name of Nikola Tesla worked with scalar energy. He was the first man to harness scalar energy. It's not electricity, Vivian. It's a different energy spectrum. And it's so important to realize that there's two energies. Scalar energy and electromagnetic energy.
Okay, so it's a different dimension. So it's not on the spectrum. Where is it perceivable then?
Yes, you're right. It's a different dimension, exactly. And this is the dimension that some people call zero-point energy or beyond space-time. It does indeed transcend time and space. And many cultures have attended to that fact, that there has to be some other type of dimension that is far superior to that of electromagnetic energy that transcends time and space, and that this, if you will, godlike force is all around us. Again, it's from the sun and the stars. And now we really need to learn about that type of energy source and capitalize upon it. Use that energy. It's free energy from the sun and the stars. And this is why I've devoted so much of my life to this pursuit, this free energy from the sun and the stars.
And this is an abundant energy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's clean. It's super abundant. And we have to consider that. Now that we're in the midst of an energy crisis, and why? Energy is in short supply. Gas, oil. Yeah, some types of nuclear power plants are in short supply. So what are we looking at in the future here? With this energy, the energy of the stars, we have an infinite supply of energy. And with that, this new paradigm, this new way of living, this new technology will change the world.
And how do you harness the scalar energy, Tom?
By instrumentation. Nikola Tesla was the first man to harness this energy by instruments, and I have duplicated his work in many ways. I can actually capture a scalar wave. Again, it's not an electrical current. It's a different dimension. So it's a lot of engineering. It's rather involved, but you can develop an instrument to control scalar energy.
And what does a scalar energy instrument look like?
If I were to place a scalar energy instrument on a workbench, it would be 6 or 7 feet long. It would weigh at least 100 to 150 pounds. It's a great deal of engineering that I have learned from Tesla and another inventor by the name of Hieronymus. We still work with vacuum tubes because a vacuum tube is so important. It will initiate a scalar energy environment. In other words, you cannot use solid-state circuitry with this. You have to recreate a dimension. A vacuum tube allows you to recreate a dimension.
So there's a vacuum tube, and I suppose there's a capacitor?
Yes, there's a capacitor. Very good. Yes, yes, to modulate the scalar wave. And with that, once we have developed what I would call a true form scalar wave, then we broadcast it through two Tesla coils. And those two coils then are able to transmit by wireless transmission this energy anywhere in the world. So this really goes back to Tesla's work, in which he wanted to introduce wireless, hands-free wireless energy, so to speak, that could be transmitted anywhere in the world without a substation, without wires, without any grid system. In other words, what I'm saying is the grid system is the universe.
Well, it's blowing my mind. So if we boil it down, Tom, what are sort of three points that you can make about scalar energy? I know previously you've mentioned to me that there's an intelligence there. And so what would you say are the sort of three important points about scalar energy for us to digest? Because for me, listening to you talking about capacitors and vacuum tubes and coils, that is really, really interesting. But what do we do with it?
Yes. Okay, what do we do with this? Okay. Well, those three points would be, number one, first and foremost, this energy, I believe, is the omnipresence of God. Why? Scalar energy is everywhere in the universe, and only God could be everywhere at any point, at any time in the universe. So this energy really is a dimension, a godly dimension. And with that, this energy, this all-pervasive energy, carries instructions or intelligence. So a scalar energy instrument then finds its way into that paradigm, that infinite intelligence, and allows me then to control that infinite intelligence. So in many ways, I have an instrument that can harness this omnipresence, this energy that is everywhere, and I, in so doing, I can control the intelligence behind that energy. Now, why do I want to do that? Well, every action in the universe needs intelligence or instruction. So first comes the instruction, the intelligence, and therefrom we have the result.
And then you say that scalar energy can find a person by way of a photograph. Is that correct?
That's correct. So let me explain to the audience again. You can't use electromagnetic principles to understand this. A scalar energy instrument recognizes anything. There's an intelligence to everything, including a person's photograph. So if somebody were to submit a photograph to me, that photograph would have a signature on it. That photograph would have the intelligence of a person on that photograph. And a scalar energy instrument, working much like a satellite or some type of homing device, could find a person by way of their photograph.
Okay, so the photograph is a guidance tool to tell the scalar energy who this energy is for. So it sort of gives an address. Am I understanding correctly that the photograph is kind of giving the scalar energy an address to go to?
Yes, an address to go to. For instance,
yes.
Many of us have.
And then, so then, if like I went on your website because I was so interested in our conversation about this and the little bit that you told me, I went on your website and I actually want to try this, Tom. I want to send a photograph. Do I send a photograph of my face or of the area of my body that needs attention, or what do I send you in that photograph? Because I also saw you can send up to 7 photographs.
So we instruct people just to send a photograph of your face. Why?
Okay.
Because your entire body is covered, if you will, by one part of your body. So, frankly, just make it simple and easy, just a bus shot. We don't need a photograph of any intended area of say, a malady or some type of ailment. All we need is a photograph of your face, and that's it.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like when you write a letter and you put it in the mail, you just put the address that it's going to. You don't have to then describe the house and what the backyard looks like and all those other details, because all you need is the address and the letter will be delivered. And so it's the same with the scalar energy. Is all you need is the face, because that gives the address, and that's where the scalar energy will be delivered to. Well, straight after this, I'm going to try it out. I see you've got a 15-day free trial, and I know how that works. It's because you have confidence in what you're offering.
Exactly. It's a no-holds-barred, no-obligation, 15-day free trial to anybody in the world. And I say to people, let me prove to you that there is merit to this type of energy, that there is health benefits to be derived from a quantum session, from a scalar energy session.
So this is a fantastic opportunity, and let's understand it better. I want to ask you, Tom, what's the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy?
You know, through my studies and from observation now in my laboratory, I've concluded that all energy initiates as scalar energy. In other words, the sun and the stars always produce that energy in abundance. And therefrom, the derivative, the offshoot of scalar energy is electricity and magnetism. So if you consider that, then all energy in the universe, all energy initiates from the sun and the stars as scalar energy. It's the first energy, it's the primary energy of the universe. This is why this is so important. And eventually, I think people will realize that electricity and magnetism are an inferior energy, and they're simply the derivative of scalar energy.
Well, you know, when I listen to you and when I try and understand what you're talking about, it seems to me that the energy of the sun and the stars, that is the holistic energy. And then, so like an orange is an orange, but then you can extract the juice. So then now you're losing some of the orange, because now you only have the juice. So with scalar energy, you can extract the electromagnetic aspect of it, but you've lost the other elements. Am I beginning to understand correctly?
I think that's brilliant. Yes, I do. At its very core, all energy begins as scalar energy, which is it's quintessence. Scalar energy. Electricity and magnetism are simply a subset, an offshoot,
right,
if you will. And it's just,
okay,
it's quite inferior. Electricity and magnetism are quite inferior to scalar energy.
And then what about solar panels? Is that scalar energy or is that something else?
Yes. It's actually a combination of both scalar and electromagnetic, because it's still from the sun. But sadly, in our paradigm today, when we receive energy from a solar panel, we're only converting that into from electromagnetic energy into some type of storage for a cell, for a battery. So our entire, if you will, military-industrial complex is predicated upon electromagnetic energy. Now, we could erect solar panels and that would collect only scalar energy, and that would be much superior to that of collecting electromagnetic energy.
So you could store, so solar panels are storing sun energy as electromagnetic energy.
Exactly.
But you would prefer to store scalar energy as scalar energy. Is that what I'm understanding?
Exactly. Why? Because it's infinite. Once you have a capacitor or a battery or some type of energy source with scalar energy, the energy never dies. It does not experience entropy. So if you erected a scalar solar panel, you would have an infinite supply of energy regardless of what time of the day, because scalar energy is everywhere.
It's really mind-boggling what you're telling me, and I'm wondering, what's your background? How did you get into this?
It's a lifetime of research, Vivian. I won't spare you any words. It's hard, ongoing work. You've got to be committed to this. This is my scientific career. It takes thousands of hours to develop scalar energy instruments and to perfect their function. So it's my career, and it's time well spent, but there are no shortcuts. I want to make that, I want to punctuate that remark with the audience. This is not easy.
So when did you get interested in scalar energy and Tesla's work?
As a youngster, when I was a teenager, I was reading about Nikola Tesla. Instinctively, I knew, Vivian, instinctively, I understood that he wasn't working later in his life with electricity, AC electricity. Tesla was developing wireless transmission. He had towers of energy, scalar energy towers, that had no wires connected to it. So he had graduated from AC electricity to scalar.
Amazing. So do you have a background in engineering, or, you know, was that your career?
It wasn't my career, because I had to work my entire life pursuing this science. Now, keep in mind, what I've discovered is groundbreaking. This is not taught by academia today. So, you know, there is no career. There was no career 20 years ago, and there still is no career. It's a new science. I hope there will be a career in 20 years from now.
So you had to work in other fields in order to finance doing this research.
That's correct. Exactly.
That's very interesting. You sound a bit like my dad. My dad he worked as an engineer. He invented machinery and so on. But he himself wasn't trained in engineering, and that allowed out-of-the-box thinking. So I'm expecting that you work with a team of engineers in building these instruments that you are making. Is that correct?
Exactly. Over the years, I've worked with many engineers. Now, keep in mind, everything has to be custom built. You know, whether it's a metal fabricator or a vacuum tube, everything has to be custom built. So it's really a team of engineers that I work with. You know, compare this to building a computer or a car. Well, there's different manufacturers, there's different components. Nobody can do it all. But it is an engineering feat, and I give a great deal of credit to the engineering team over the past century that's contributed to this. Remember, what Tesla started and another man by the name of Hieronymus continued, I to this day follow up with their work. It's an ongoing evolutionary process of engineering.
It's absolutely amazing. I think we must just take a moment to let people know how they can get hold of you so that we can be absolutely sure they have this information before we run out of time, because there's so many fascinating points here that I want to talk about, including my most amazing ever healing experience that seems to connect exactly with what we're talking about. So let's go straight to how people can get hold of you, Tom.
Okay,
can you just tell them your website and so on?
Yeah, the website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. And as Vivian mentioned, we have free sessions on the website, 15 days, no obligation. Anybody in the world can email their photograph. We will work with you for free for 15 days. We want to prove to you the merit of quantum healing.
Okay, so let's go over that again. It is, your name is Tom, which is the usual spelling of Tom, and then Palladino, P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O, and the website is scalarlight.com, and scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, so that's scalarlight.com. And on this website, you can send in your photograph of your face and get a 15-day free trial of the scalar light energy. And you, Tom, you have built special instruments. About how many instruments have you built?
Well, over the years, our engineering team has built about 50 scalar energy instruments. 50.
And so you've built these scalar energy instruments, and you can direct healing to photographs of people or animals.
Exactly right.
And then about how long does it take to witness improvements?
I'd say many people within the first week feel better. They recognize that something is taking place through their photograph as an interface. Some people feel better within the first week.
That's very interesting. And generally, how many weeks do you continue with this healing energy?
we leave that up to the people. We always offer 15 days of free sessions to introduce this to the world. And then people will make a decision if it's for them and their loved ones. Invariably, many people will sign up for a month or two of sessions, or at least try it at least for 1 month thereafter.
And then the scalar energy is instructing. It's delivering information via the photograph to the address that is you. And then what's it actually doing?
Yeah. Well, this energy can be instructed to break down the molecular bonds of a microbe, a germ, such as a virus or a bacterium. So by way of your photograph, I can instruct this energy to seek out a virus, say the herpes virus, and break it apart. So this instrument can send instructions, broadcast instructions. It's a painless process. We work by way of light exclusively. And in so doing, we're able to eradicate viruses, bacteria, toxins from people, from animals, all by way of this incredible instrumentation through the interface of your photograph. Your photograph is, if you will, the connection.
So then, Tom, did you have success treating COVID with the scalar lights?
Yes, I did. I'll speak about my family and friends. My family and friends were on this program during the pandemic, and none of us were sick. Nobody went to the hospital.
That's fantastic. So, Tom, thank you so much for talking to us. We're going to have to take a break now. Folks, we're speaking to Tom Palladino, who is an up-and-coming innovator in the world of scalar energy, and we will be back after the break to talk to Tom more about the healing powers of scalar energy. Thank you for joining us here on the Shapira Show.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4WindsAcademy.org, or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore the big adventure called life. We are talking to our guest Tom Palladino about scalar light, and he has a website on this topic, and we have just reached the fascinating part where he explains to us about how he can do healing with scalar light. And I really just want to mention before we continue, Tom, if you don't mind, that my most extraordinary experience of healing ever was through a Tesla invention. And it was back in South Africa in 1984 or 1985. I just qualified as an Alexander teacher, and I was very open to exploring a lot of different things. And I heard about a healer who used radionics. And so I went to her, and I had quite a serious and annoying problem of perspiring a lot under my arms, you know, making those big rings of sweat that are not very appealing to look at, but also not a good idea when you're working with people, especially in my situation, I was working one-on-one with people. And so I asked this healer whether she thought she could cure this problem for me, or, you know, treat it, and she said, sure. And she took a piece of my hair, she cut off some of my hair, and she put it in an empty black box, and then she put a diagram of the energy of sulfur, the homeopathic remedy sulfur, and she put that in the black box, and the next day, my perspiration problem was cured forever. It was absolutely mind-boggling. It wasn't a symptom I could fake, and it wasn't a result I could fake, and this empty black box that did something called radionics had absolutely cured this issue forever. And that was back in 1984 or 1985, so, I mean, we're talking almost 40 years ago or something. So that was my first encounter with Tesla. But not only that, it seemed like it was banned. It was banned technology. It seemed like it wasn't legal to be using an empty black box in this way. And I've noticed all kinds of cloak and dagger behaviors around the inventions of Tesla. Tom, have you got anything you could say about that?
You know, what you experienced was what I consider energetic homeopathy. The homeopathy is obviously using a physical reagent. In this case, the sulfur was administered by way of energy, which is, in this case, if it was scalar energy, was non-physical energy. But nonetheless, it still can effectuate. It can still produce a change. And in this case, you say you had a favorable outcome. So, yes, whether it's by way of a physical reagent or chemical, or by way of energy, you can still impart that instruction. Now, keep in mind, a chemical or a physical agent carries instructions. Well, so does energy. And frankly, energy in its primal state is a much better carrier of and will impart instructions in a much more precise fashion than a physical agent. This is why with my druthers, I prefer to work with energy. It's much more efficient than a physical substance.
So let's go through the steps. Say you talked about helping your family with the COVID virus, and what are the steps that you do in order to deliver this healing energy to people? Can you describe the steps?
So the bottom line is, upon receipt of an emailed photograph, I literally print out the photograph and place it in my instrument. So the photograph, as we say, is the witness, or it serves as the point of reference, the photograph. Now, what is a photograph? It's the bilocated version of a person. So I would, if you were to send me your photograph, Vivian, I would print it out, place your photograph, your printed photograph in the instrument. The connection is immediate by this instrument. Again, we're working in that space-time paradigm that transcends time and space. And then I can easily send instructions, intelligence to you via your photograph. Now, obviously, that's not Newtonian science. That's a new way of working with energy.
And then what does the energy do? Does it break the break something down, or does it build something up? What happens?
Yes. The energy has been is able to break down the molecular bonds of the virus, the bacterium or fungus. Now, keep in mind, it's all intelligence. So I literally send intelligence to a virus or a bacterium, and it negates the molecular bonds of a virus or a bacterium. In other words, the virus and bacterium fall apart. They're reduced into smaller components, such as elements and proteins. So we take a microorganism, we subject it to a scalar energy session. The microorganism loses its molecular structure, if you will, and in so doing, it is reduced into carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, smaller elements. It's so effective, it's so simple, and you can only do that by way of scalar energy. The animating force behind that wonderment is scalar energy.
It's absolutely fascinating, and you see, if I think about this, and I have been thinking about it a lot because of you, and I want to say thank you for that, but if I think about it, we do know that plants use photosynthesis, they know how to do photosynthesis, and they can, that they get from the sun, so the sun is delivering a message to the plants, and then with photosynthesis they're doing their thing and turning carbon dioxide into oxygen. And then we also know that in the presence of sunlight, us human beings, we can form vitamin D. So I'm going to ask you, Tom, can scalar energy help form things as well as break things down?
That's brilliant. Exactly. That's brilliant. So you understand now the working mechanism here. We can break down molecular bonds, or we can create molecular bonds. And in so doing, if we wanted to create vitamin D, all we have to do is send intelligence into a person or animal, and we will be able to create any nutrient, including vitamin D.
So your instruments that you're using are taking the scalar wave. Is it a waveform?
It is. I would consider it an infinite wave, but to answer your question, it is a wave. It's not a particle. Go on.
Okay, so it's taking the wave, and then it's changing the wave into deliverable information. Am I on the right track?
Yes. You could say that scalar energy carries. It's a carrier wave of all information. Yes.
Okay, and that we also do actually understand, because we have cell phone towers that deliver information to our phones, for example. Is it like that?
Yes, very good. Another brilliant statement, yes. So no matter where you are in the world, your cell phone can receive a signal. Well, likewise with your photograph. No matter where you are, by way of your photograph, I can find you with this energy.
Now, the other thing I want to ask you, because I don't know if you're aware, but I'm a crystal healer, and the crystals told me that I must describe them as having, not only electromagnetic energy, and, you know, and also not only electrical, and not only the physics of their color and the chemistry of their makeup, but they also have a radiant energy. And I'm wondering now if that is scalar energy. Do crystals store scalar energy in some way?
Exactly. I use crystals, quartz crystal with my instrument, and it amplifies the scalar wave. Not only will electricity work hand in hand with a crystal, but scalar energy is far superior to a source of energy. A scalar energy waveform will make a crystal come alive.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Tom, you have made my day with this wonderful explanation. I'm just going to go over again how people can get hold of you and also participate in this 15-day free trial. Tom is at www.scalarlight.com. That's scalarlight, scalarlight.com. And that is where you can get a 15-day free trial, find out more about scalar energy, and more about Tom Palladino, who's given us this fascinating talk. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Vivian. Thank you.
Okay, everyone, we're going to stop for a commercial break, and after that break, Neil is going to continue with his message from the spirit realm. Stay tuned. Join us again on The Chaperone Show after the break. Thank you.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chaperas, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chaperas in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chaperone Show, and I'm Neil, the resident shaman. I'm going to share with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with spirits. For this journey, I travel to the upper world to the spirit teachers that usually show themselves in animal form. And the purpose of this journey, the request that I took, is to travel to the spirit realm and to request guidance around the topic of what should we be paying attention to. So I traveled up and up the energy beam, the light beam, taking my time, and saw planet Earth far below me as this distinct sphere. And I already had an understanding that from one perspective, our Earth is this distinct sphere, whereas usually our usual perspective in here in the middle world, as it's called, is that the Earth is something around us rather than seeing it as something separate. But from this higher perspective, I understood that our Earth is one of billions of planets, and in that sense, it actually is not special. Of course, it is very special to us who live on the Earth, but in the sense that it is one of actually trillions of planets, it's it's not special. There's no guarantee that it's going to be taken care of or will be looked after or will endure. That is our responsibility. And planet Earth won't survive without our love and our care. And in fact, neither will the human race. The survival of the human race is not guaranteed either. This is our responsibility. Then, in the upper world, I saw some pink and white marble steps, and I floated up alongside them and went through a large archway with pillars on either side. And as I went in, I was told that this place is called the Temple of Insight. And the message here is that we consider ourselves as having a lot of knowledge. We have these huge libraries, we have the internet, we have incredible skills, we have vast technical knowledge, but where we need to put our attention is on insight. And insight, very unfortunately, is something that is not deliberately cultivated in our schools, in universities, and certainly not in ourselves. And this is really important that we do that. And one meaning of the word insight is looking within, seeing ourselves honestly and accurately. And in fact, insight is an essential precursor to wisdom. You know, we say we regard wisdom as being highly desirable, and the fact is, though, that wisdom requires insight as a starting point. So we need to pay attention to the fact that we should cultivate insight and how to cultivate insight. Then the Spirit showed me a very familiar scene. This was a pool of reflecting water, like a mirror. And they've shown me this many times before, and the message here is about seeing ourselves, because self-knowledge is part of insight. We need to pay attention to be aware of our own individual particular inclinations, habits, tendencies. This is all in this territory of know thyself. And, of course, going along with that is the desire to want to improve ourselves. And again I asked, what should we be paying attention to? And immediately they showed me the stars. I was actually looking up from the Temple of Insight. The ceiling was open and I could see the night sky and the stars. And the spirits told me that there is a big perspective view. And usually in our everyday lives, we're very caught up in the minutiae of our lives. We have very little space for including a big perspective view of the universe and of existence. And the spirits say that this, in fact, is one of the most enjoyable and entertaining things to think about, to contemplate the vastness of space and time. And also they said that we talk a lot about being open-minded and to remember that open-mindedness includes not being caught up in everyday details and concerns. So, of course, we have everyday details, concerns, but in addition, we should be considering and contemplating how we are part of an infinite universe. And the spirits keep emphasizing that it's useful to pay attention to our thoughts. To literally, while we are thinking of something, in that actual act of thinking, or while we are paying attention to something, to also have an awareness that we are thinking those particular thoughts, and that we are paying attention to whatever we are paying attention to. And they gave an interesting phrase. They said, we want to be, or we should be, anthropologists of ourselves. So anthropology usually studies things like tribes, societies, cultures. However, we should be dedicated anthropologists of ourselves. And that would mean studying how we think, what we pay attention to, how we react, how we behave. It continues being in this know thyself territory. And we prize the idea of being well-informed, And usually we think we're well-informed in terms of knowing what's going on around us, our community, our country, the world, or particular topics that we have an interest in. And this is all good, but they say that we should be well-informed about ourselves. And they then said what I thought was very interesting. They said we are formed by our thoughts and by our attention and by our behavior. And so by changing our thoughts and our beliefs and our attitudes and our behavior, we change our form. Then they said we should also not forget that in a different sense of using the word, we are also part of the formless. And I think this is actually more of a Buddhist understanding and part of the mega understanding, the largest perspective understanding that we can have. It's quite difficult to put it into words, that we participate in the formless. Our true home is the formless. We are from the formless, we return to the formless, and even in this incarnation, we are actually still formless. And we should be paying attention to this, that our true nature is formless. I asked if there was anything more, and they said to pay attention to remembering that everybody feels pain, that everybody feels sadness and grief and worry and hurt. And I loved what they next said. They said, we are all brothers and sisters in our suffering. The spirits say that even if we don't necessarily experience it that way, when we hurt others, we hurt everything. At this point, it was clear that it was time to leave the Temple of Insight, and one of my spirits flew me back to the beam that I use to travel down back to the middle world. So I was sitting on its back, we flew to the beam, and as we were flying, I got yet another message of what we should pay attention to, and that is to remember that the spirits are our friends. They really, really want to help us. And with that, I waved goodbye and returned to my starting point in the middle world. It was an absolutely fantastic journey with lots of profound information, and I was deeply in gratitude to the spirits for this information. Thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show. We have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chopra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big, big, big adventure called life. Today we're going to talk to Amethyst, because this is the part of the show where I convey crystal messages. And, okay, I had a surprise. As soon as I sat down to talk to Amethyst, right off the bat, Amethyst took over and said, "Call me the King of Crystals." And I said, "Why?" And Amethyst said, "It's obvious why. Just do it." And from that I concluded that either Amethyst is rude or bossy. But then I guess that's what kings are for, to boss us around. On a more serious note, Amethyst is asking me to compare it to the homeopathic remedy sulfur. In homeopathy, sulfur is known as the king of remedies, because a bigger proportion of the population have sulfur constitutions than any other homeopathic remedy. Not only that, there are 9 sulfur subtypes, and that is a lot. I mean, that really is a lot. And I just thought I should look up what a homeopath says in describing sulfur, remembering that this is what Amethyst is asking us to do. Sulfur is our most prescribed polycrest, that means major remedy, in all of homeopathy. This means that it is one of the few homeopathic remedies that has a very wide variety of uses. These include mental, emotional, and physical ailments that can either be chronic or acute. Likewise with amethyst. Amethyst also has a wide variety of uses, the widest. And that also includes mental, emotional, and physical ailments that can either be chronic or acute. So right there I can see why Amethyst is asking to be compared to sulfur. And as I listen to Amethyst, it is explaining to me why. And it says, yes, I have this big effect because I attune to the crown chakra. And because the crown chakra includes the brain and all of the nervous system, and because the brain and the nervous system govern the physical body, literally telling it what to do, I am able to contribute positively to every single aspect of functioning. I am to the crown chakra what rose quartz is to the heart. Well, that's a wow. I've never thought of Amethyst in this way before. In fact, when Amethyst demanded to be the next guest here on the Chopra Show, I thought to myself, what am I going to say? Because I don't consider myself to have very much of a relationship with Amethyst. It's undoubtedly the most popular stone in the world. And now I understand why. And I have to confess, what amethyst said when I said I don't have much of a relationship with amethyst. Amethyst said very curtly, and it was a correction, and it was very prompt, and it said, do too. I was like, what do you mean, do too? And amethyst said, well, just look around you and see, I'm everywhere. And this is true in the world. Amethyst can be found in every corner of the earth, and this turned out to be true in my home and my office also. For starters, I have three pieces of amethyst on the table next to me when I watch TV. I put quite a lot of stones on that table, and then I hold them and while I'm watching TV and so on. And so I have a lovely ballpoint with a purple core and a coating of celestial crystals like candle quartz. I have a piece of chevron amethyst and an ametrine, which is a strong violet color with a big citrine glow in it, right in the middle, as well as a fantastic rainbow. So that's just three pieces of amethyst next to me when I'm watching TV. Then at the entrance to my bedroom stands a sentry, and it's my pride and joy. It's a 4-foot amethyst geode that really does, when I come to think of it, have a regal air. And downstairs on the mantel that I walk past every time I go downstairs, which is quite a lot, there stands an incredible, quite big amethyst cluster coated with red hematite. And I admire that stone daily as I walk past it, like multiple times per day. That's just the beginning of the list of all the wonderful pieces of amethyst I have in my home and at my office. Amethyst is everywhere, affecting us for the better. It uplifts us. Let's have a look at some of the amethyst, the properties, the healing properties of amethyst. For emotions, amethyst helps us with anxiety, depression, grief, balance, and stability. I can't even think what else there could possibly be to add to that list. That seems to be a list of everything. For physical ailments, amethyst can help us with headaches, insomnia, and arthritis. For personal development, amethyst can help us with spiritual crisis. Amethyst helps us to meditate. And very importantly, amethyst can help us with that personal metamorphosis as we change and evolve and develop during our lives. I mean, there isn't anything bigger than that in our personal development other than our metamorphosis. When it comes to energy dynamics, amethyst can give us psychic protection, and it also gives us a sense of contentment and of peace. Well, that's quite an impressive list, let's face it. So thank you, amethyst. That's amazing. And one of the reasons that amethyst is so versatile is because just like sulfur that has those 9 subtypes, unbelievable for a homeopathic remedy, but amethyst also combines with so many different minerals and has so many different subtypes that there is an amethyst and a kind of amethyst and an amethyst subtype and an amethyst that's combined with other minerals that will treat almost anything and everything. It is vast in its capacities and vast in its incarnation. So clearly, 8 minutes isn't enough time for a presentation about a king and a presentation from a king. So to cut to the chase, I asked Amethyst how we can best access its phenomenal range of abilities. And Amethyst said, do exactly what you have been doing. Place me in your environment where I can radiate my vibrational frequency into your home and into your mind. So there it is, folks. Get yourself a beautiful amethyst point or an amethyst cluster or an amethyst geode and just put it where you can see it and where it can see you. Amethyst is a beacon and a blessing. Thank you, Amethyst. And you have been listening to The Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Join us again here on the second Friday of the month or listen on demand. Thank you so much. signing off from Vivian of the Chaperas Show.